We had some great players along the line as well, the likes of Lineker and Alan Smith. But understand the match that we listened to there, because from my point of view, I think the team that maybe the ones that might catch them could be Manchester City. I think they've got enough good players. It just depends whether they can apply themselves, because people have talked about them losing the bottle in the running. But to me, Spurs and Arsenal are just as capable of doing that as well.
But this isn't in the script. Things like this aren't supposed to happen in the Premier League. Leicester top, and questions surely have to be asked about the way the big spending clubs are operating.
Well, that's true, Eric, but I think, to sort of look at it realistically, Chelsea have imploded. Manchester United are in dire straits as well. So from that point of view, it's come to an opportune time, but it just shows you that, if a manager can get in there, assess the strength of his squad, add here and there, and have a real team spirit behind them, they've got a chance. And more so this season, when the two main favourites for the title, you would think, are really, really struggling.
And that manager is Claudio Ranieri, and you'll know all about him and his last job covering the Northern Ireland games. I mean, he couldn't get a win for Greece. I mean, the Faroe Islands were even beating them, and he was a hugely unpopular appointment at the time.
Well, at the time, going back to the Faroe Islands, he was sacked after Greece got beaten the Faroe Islands. But I think it goes back to I remember when I was at Queen's Park Rangers, an old coach of ours, Peter Shreves, who was manager at Tottenham at the time, told us, players will get you trophies or they'll get you the sack. Now, with Greece, he couldn't bring the dressing room with him, but he's certainly done that at Leicester. And if you can do that, to get the players to buy into to your thoughts and the way you want to play the game, it just shows you that anything is possible.
And John, your former teammate Gary Lineker says he will present match of the day in his pants if Leicester win the league. So have you anything in store for us should the unthinkable happen?
I'm not sure that I can see that, but certainly never going to go that far. It would be an awful sight.